Country star Shania Twain's previous album, Come On Over, sold 19 million copies, thus becoming the sixth best-selling album of all time, tied with the Beatles' White Album. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Twain's new collection, called Up, is trying to guarantee similar success. It contains two discs, each with the same 19 songs, but one with country arrangements, the other recorded with rock instrumentation. Here's Ken's review.
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms.
Like that song called Forever and For Always with its loping Johnny Cash style rhythm? No? Then how about this version?
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms.
That's the pop rock edition of Forever and For Always, with the fiddle and mandolin removed. I think that's the better version. Its arrangement is so clear and crisp, its pretty melody and Twain's effulgent choral vocal leaps out at you. Twain's producer, who also happens to be her husband, is Mutt Lang, who made his rep by refining pop metal acts like Def Leppard and AC/DC. Lang specializes in isolating a song's hook and bringing it forward in the mix, giving it a propulsive spin that comes whipping at you like a razor-edged frisbee. Listen to the way he does it in the chorus of Up, the pop version.
It's about as bad as it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way, yeah, just ain't been my day, nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird, I wish that I could grow a beard. Then I could cover up my spots, not play connect the dots, I just wanna disappear.
Selling listeners a package that contains two discs of the same songs sounds in theory like commercial cynicism. But it's actually fun to compare versions while being part of Mutt Lang's master plan to broaden Twain's fan base. A Canadian who's about as traditional country as Olivia Newton-John was when she stuffed herself down Nashville's throat 25 years ago, Twain doesn't have any authenticity issues to deal with. In a way, what Twain and Lang are doing is more honest than most current country stars who record watery pop songs, mix in a dobro and some pedal steel here and there, and expect Nashville to crown them the new George Jones or Patsy Cline. Twain couldn't care less about the grand tradition. In fact, overseas, there's yet a third version of these songs released, overdubbed with sitars and East Indian instrumentation. As she says on this song, she's out to get you, and it's only a matter of time and geography.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious.
I can understand if you're put off by the slickness of this entire enterprise, but for me, in the right mood, this music can be like a drug. Its hooks are so addictive, I can listen to it over and over. Twain is making terrific pop, rock, country schlock, a new variation in a history of disposable music that would include everything from ABBA to the Archies. There's no point in being snobbish about it. Its allure is undeniable. It's gonna get you. It's just a matter of time.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by the trumpeter Ruby Braff. He died over the weekend, just a few weeks shy of his 76th birthday. He had been in declining health since September. This is Braff's 1988 recording of I'm Shootin' High, a song that was also recorded by the trumpeter who most influenced Braff, Louis Armstrong.